I'm going to ask Felicia after an introduction. This lady's very special. Her story's in the big book. She's given me permission to state the name of it, Stars Don't Fall. It's been my favorite. I knew her inside out long before I met her, had the good fortune to meet her. Her story speaks to me even today. She's by far got the longest story in the big book. She didn't know that until I brought it to her attention today. 17 and a half pages. And I understand they cut a lot of that out to get it down to 17. She said she wants to take another shot at adding some of that back. Bill, for example, only had 15 and a half pages. Most of the others had 9 to 11. But Felicia had a lot to share with us, and nobody dared cut it out. It starts off, I used to have it memorized, but it starts off, my alcoholism didn't begin with my drinking. And wow, light bulbs went off for me when I heard that, because that was true for me. My sanity, everything that I was to ultimately encompass in the word out my alcoholism, predated my drinking by a long time. So anyway, maybe now she can share some of those 17 and a half pages with us.
Can you hear me, everybody? Okay. Well, my goodness, I didn't know I was going to speak. I thought I was just going to smile at you. So I am totally unprepared. And if I'd known I was going to talk, I'd have taken my clothes out of mothballs a week ago instead of last night. So if I, you might smell a little camphor, you know, maybe that's appropriate. Somebody my age is appropriate to have a little mothball smell. Gosh. Well, I came into AA when there were about 100 people in all New York, and we knew who everybody was. But the general public didn't know much about AA, and I didn't know much about it. I'd read the Jack Alexander article with some merry drinking friends, and we laughed at it. You know, this God business. Oh. Well, I went to a patient psychiatrist, and she was dealing with me all the time, either drunk or hungover. And one fine day she said, "Look, I heard this man, Bill, address a meeting of psychiatrists and psychoanalysts, and these people have found out how to stop drinking, and I think you ought to come see this man." And I said, "You're just trying to get rid of me." And I wouldn't go. I read the book. She gave me the book. I had a drink in one hand. I read the book. It was about God. Forget it, you know. Gave it back to her. So then something happened. I began saying, "I can't stop." And I'd never said that before. I was drinking in bars down the village. And I was sick as hell and in the morning and so forth and so on. Didn't know how I got back from the bars. I was just out of it. I was a very bad alcoholic, you know. And at last I said, I just can't stop. So she said, "Go down and see Bill." And in those days, the office was down in VC Street, in Wall Street. And so I went and saw Bill. And I thought he was going to say, "How long have you been drinking? How much do you drink?" You know. Instead of that, he said this wonderful thing to me. I've said this often in my talks, and I must repeat it. He just said, "Do you think you're one of us?" And that's the most wonderful thing that's ever been said to me, because I wasn't one of anything or anybody for the longest time. You know, I was told by my merry drinking friends to not come around when I was drinking. I was so disagreeable. Well, I was always drinking, so my social life was a bar on 8th Street in Greenwich Village. You can imagine that. And so he sent me to see Marty, who became my sponsor, and a lot of you have heard her speak, and you know that she did an awful lot about promoting information on alcoholism. She did more than almost anybody. And so she's well known in the country. And I was sober for 8 months, and then I had a slip. I had the well can't do this to me slip, you know. Called Marty up. I had 3 brandies in the bar, and I called her up, and I said, I'm drinking. And I thought she'd say, where are you, dear? I'll come right away, you know. And I was going to tell how awful life was and how badly the world was treating me and make scenes and keep drinking, seeing, have her as an audience. And all she said to me was, honey, what do you expect me to do about it? Well, if that wasn't a letdown. Oh. And that put the brakes on. And a wonderful man called John, who had got me to meetings a lot. I was staying with people in New York, though I lived out in Nyack. And these people were dying to get rid of me, you know, this bender I was on. And I said, John, the minute my son settles down, I'm going right back to the bar in Greenwich Village, and I'm going to get drunk again. And he said the most wonderful thing to me. He said, when are you going to stop? Well, that scared me. When was I going to stop? So the brakes were put on some more. And I finally called help, help from above. Somebody come get me. And it was a few days before Thanksgiving. And John christened my slip Custer's Last Stand. Because it was just 3 days and 3 nights he held out against the Indians. You who've been to school since I have, do you remember? I don't think. But anyway, it was Custer's Last Stand, my last slip. And thank God that was my last drink. And so, Thanksgiving, I helped Bill have been sober for 47 years. And, oh, no. Oh, no. I there's nothing extraordinary about this. It's just my age. That's all. And a day at a time. And the program and my wonderful sponsor, Marty, and my wonderful friends in AA who helped me. And really trying to understand a power greater than myself, which has helped me so much. I didn't believe in a thing when I joined AA. I thought I was an atheist. And so you who are young, even you who aren't as so young, you could make it too. See, just a day at a time, that's all. I didn't have any control. I couldn't stay sober for a week even. So there you are. And thank you so much. And I'm so grateful to be standing up here instead of buried under an oak tree or something. Because had I gone on drinking, I wouldn't be here. And I've had long stretches of wonderful life, and it's all been thanks to AA. Thank you very much.